Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jesse Ventura scheduled to pop in for a couple segments, as he does every Monday for the last few months. This will be the last visit for a while. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, I wish tyranny wasn't spreading so fast. They don't want to just take the guns here like they've done in Europe to enslave us. They want to fully take this country down. America's always been the globalist number one enemy. Americans turn in their guns after school massacre. Crowds flock to buyback programs nationwide in response to Connecticut shooting. And Paul Watson points out that, you know, you got thousands showing up to turn their guns in with anonymous donor. I bet money it's George Soros. I love this commenter. He says, crowds, people turning in their guns, hundreds, people buying guns, millions. Enough said. That's what Ben says in that article at Infowars.com. Well said, Ben. I got to tell you, not just intellectually, not just politically in my gut, I've never had more energy. I've never had more energy than I have right now. And it's so much energy, I don't know what to do with it. I mean, it's just absolutely clear the type of pure evil we've got. The election was a fraud. Romney was a fraud. It was a fraud at every level. Obama didn't really win. All the numbers are out there. Bev Harris has documented that. It's just total fraud now. There'll never be another real election again. None of it's real. We have been swallowed up by pure crime. There's more medical experiments on people, more hospitals killing people for their organs, death panels in healthcare, doubling of the premiums being announced this next year. I mean, they are just gutting us seven ways to Sunday. And only being super honest about how bad things are and are going to get, do we have any chance of beating these people. I mean, we're dealing with a criminal establishment that is testing to see right now, and they've got Republicans lining up to physically ban handguns and rifles. We're going to get Jesse Ventura on for two segments. Then we're going to open your phones up. Are you going to turn your guns in? Police out there, you know, what do you think about this? You have these shootings in gun control zones like Connecticut. Twice the number of people die every year from automobile accidents with deer than die in, quote, mass shootings. And most of that 88 number of mass shootings is gang related. And I'm not saying those shootings don't matter, but it's groups of people killing each other over drug turf, not little kids. This thing has PSYOP written all over it, the timing, all the rest of it. But all I know is they're PSYOPing with it. They're not letting a good crisis go to waste. And Katie, bar the door is all I can say, because the great war against the Second Amendment is on. And they're going to try to take all of our guns and put us on no gun buy list without judge or jury. That's all being announced. In fact, will you guys queue up Rahm Emanuel for later after I get to the Obama speech? Rahm Emanuel says, take people's guns who are on no-fly list, which is a no-gun-buy list. It's Rahm Emanuel on no-gun-buy list. And it's a clip we played probably 100 times. It's probably in our archive. But that's all coming up after Jesse Ventura joins us. And we will take your calls. I'll give the number out before he leaves us. But we'll have open phones in the end of this hour and the third hour today. But they're coming for everything. Smart meters spying on everything we do. NSA spying on us. Drones, checkpoints on the highways. Gun bans of almost all firearms. Secret arrest of citizens. And all of it with a bunch of fake crying from Obama. So fake it makes me want to throw up. And going and grandstanding off of all this. But it doesn't matter. You've lost the trust of the American people. Those that can think. Those that can tie their shoelaces. It's on. The collectivist minions of the system that want to just show how subservient and groveling they are versus those of us that would rather, as Jesse Ventura has said, face the danger and have liberty than give up our liberty and be slaves. All right, we're going to come right back and go to our guest, and we're going to get into a ton of news as well. But the trumpet has been blown. The charge has begun. The collectivists run by foreign banks are coming for the guns.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. And you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, the last 5 or 6 weeks, he's been joining us once a week to talk about the upcoming show. And tonight, it's going to be Mind Control, the Brain Invaders, 10 o'clock Central on True TV. If they don't move the show again, dealing with the declassification of mind control. Pretty powerful information, and I couldn't think of a better time to discuss this. Our listeners are chomping at the bit with the police reports of multiple shooters and his dad being a high-level banking executive with General Electric in their banking division, and the mother having shadowy ties and, you know, multimillionaires, and the reports that this was a gun, you know, free controlled zone. All I know is they're seizing on it to go after our Second Amendment. So Jesse Ventura, former Minnesota governor, best-selling author, a host of Conspiracy Theory, he joins us. He was on with us last week saying, yeah, they're coming after our guns. That was a quote by Governor Ventura, because I know that's what we gave the video headline on YouTube. Democrats are coming after our guns, as he said, that they come after that side of our freedom. And I don't know his take. In fact, I was asking him during the break, and he said, let me just say it fresh on air, because this is Governor Ventura's first time since the shooting on Friday to be on the air. So here is the exclusive, because I want to hear your take. Governor, thanks for coming on.
Great to be here, Alex. Let me start off by saying this. The media coverage of this event was the worst I've ever seen in my lifetime. Because we were pumped out so much information early on all these media outlets sold to us, and then a half a day later, after telling us 30 times, we find out it's not true. And I think someone needs to hold the media accountable for when a tragedy like this occurs, that they quit looking for ratings points and they wait until they get official word and official what went on, who is who, until they talk to the authorities. And I was so confused by 12 hours later that I don't know what to believe anymore, because I was fed so much false information initially. Do you follow that, Alex?
But they told us it was Lee Harvey Oswald acting alone. I'm sure there's nothing going on here.
Well, not just that, but we were first told that the perpetrator's mom worked at the school. We were told that for a half a day.
Yes.
And it turns out she had no connection to the school whatsoever.
We were told two wrong names, and I reported it because they were saying it. Two wrong names of people that didn't do it.
Exactly. They first said it was his brother, because they said it was Ryan who had done all this for 6 to 8 hours, and then all of a sudden it changed. And that's one of the things I have a great concern over, besides the tragedy itself, is the fact that our news media did not care whether they were reporting fact or fiction. You could clearly see they were like sharks in the bleeding water, wanting to trump any other media with any type of thing they were told, because clearly they were pumping out information that had not been substantiated in any way, shape, or form. And it makes it so confusing that when the truth, if the truth does come out, how are you going to know what you can believe and what you can't believe when you've been fed so much false information right out of the get-go? Now, having said that, let's move forward to the gun control. Okay. Now they're going to... I said something when I was in office that I'd like to change a little bit. I made a famous quote that you can't legislate stupidity. Well, I'd like to change that quote to you can't legislate stupidity or insanity. There's nothing you can do. There's no laws you can pass that can control those things. It's all part of living in a free society. Now, if the government wants to come down with this massive gun control on us, I think that they should have to first set the example themselves. And that is, we are without a doubt the largest arms sales country in the world. We sell arms to everybody. How many, all those arms we sell, what is the fatality rate in the end? All this third world weapons that we send throughout the world.
It's millions.
From the United States. How many people die because of all that? So if the government wants to impose gun control on us, they should start with themselves. They should lead by example. They should truly turn the United States into the peace nation and stop this massive building of armaments that we propel throughout the world on a daily basis.
Well said, Governor Ventura. Let me get your take on this. Obama has launched drone strikes now in 8 countries, but he's a Peace Prize winner, so it's okay. Now they admit, even the LA Times and New York Times admits, our government's funding Al-Qaeda to attack Syria. And then he goes and looks like he was fake crying to me. The point is...
Well, the point is, it ain't even him. We had the same thing under George Bush. That's the point, Alex. The president's just a figurehead, in my opinion. Nothing more. And because we had all these... Like, I laugh on this big investigation now of Libya, right? They're investigating because they initially made the wrong statement on what the attack was about. So now McCain's out there demanding this big congressional investigation over the tragedy shooting in Libya. Those 4 people died. Where was John McCain and where were all these elected politicians after the trumped up phony information we got on Iraq? All the lies we were told that were turned out to be lies, weapons of mass destruction, ties to Al-Qaeda, the murder of the football player, Pat Tillman, the rescue of Jessica Lynch, all lies.
Yellow cake, aluminum tubes.
Where's the outrage on that, Alex? Alex, where's the congressional investigation on the trumped-up intelligence that we were fed, the lies we were fed when we were put into the Iraq war?
I totally agree with you.
About that from these politicians.
Well, I totally agree with you. But getting back to the shooting, though, you know, you've been a governor. You know, we've seen these calls to disarm NFL football players. It gets more and more ridiculous. How do I lose my rights because somebody else does something wrong? That sounds like an authoritarian country.
Alex, they said that with this event now it's time to do something, correct?
Yes.
That's what we're all hearing. This is the final straw. The straw's broken. It's time to do something. I told them after Columbine, when I first became governor, I told them what needed to be done. No one would listen to me. And you know what that was?
Tell us.
We have hundreds and thousands of well-qualified military and police personnel out there that are retired. Qualified people. Train these people, put them in the schools, and you do it in a covering manner. You hire them as Bob the janitor. The kids don't need to know, but that janitor carries a weapon at all times concealed. One or two, I don't care how many you need, three or four, whatever it takes. And they work as janitors in the school while still providing security. When you look, if I'm a bad guy today, the first place I'm going to look to wreak havoc is to go to somewhere where I know I can get away with it.
Yeah, they advertise the public schools, and they teach the kids to huddle in a ball so it's easier to shoot them.
It isn't just that. They advertise that there's no protection. We have that problem here in Minnesota. We passed a conceal and carry. But yet stores put up signs stating no guns allowed in here.
Well, that's...
And wait, whenever I go into those places, I always turn to the person and I say, do you realize how stupid that sign is? For two reasons. Number one, it lets any perpetrator know there's nobody in here that can harm them. And number two, it takes a law-abiding citizen and separates them from their weapon. That's the worst thing you can do. In other words, if I pull up and I'm a conceal and carry, let's say hypothetically, and I'm armed, and I see this sign in the store, no guns allowed in here, well, then I'm expected to what? Leave that weapon in the car, separate myself from it, and go into the store. In the meantime, someone could break into my car. They're obviously a criminal to begin with if they break into a car, and now they're armed with a weapon.
That's right.
And so separating, it's like what I was told with my protection dog. They said, don't ever separate from your protection dog. Don't send your protection dog in to clear the house. Because then if the perpetrator's outside, you've separated yourself from your protection. You keep the dog with you at all times.
You know, I remember now, after Columbine, seeing you on the news saying that, and I probably subconsciously was just thinking about what you had said, but I said on my Sunday show yesterday, the answer is, because the feds say no guns in schools, well, they can't stop the sheriff's department. Sheriffs can deputize retired police officers, I mean, because we trust them to have guns as cops, and then you can have them where they work a few days a week. You'll have tons in every town that want to volunteer. They're like the old guys you see who volunteer to be crosswalkers for the kids.
Hey, I got a better idea, Alex. Let's bring our men and women home and end these wars, and we'll have enough money where we won't need volunteers.
No, I agree with you. I'm just saying...
Let's start taking care of our country. Obviously, we have major problems right here at home. It's time for the United States of America to pay attention to its own backyard instead of worrying about all the yards throughout this world.
I agree with you. I'm just saying they're going to say hand in all semi-autos, handguns, and rifles. They're now announcing they want to physically take them, Governor. They're now announcing they're just going to put you on a no-gun-buy list and then make you turn them in, no judge or jury. What is your take on these announcements being made by these senators and others that have their own bodyguards?
Well, of course, they're blowing smoke right now, and they're talking to me. If it's a politician saying it, rest assured he's saying it to secure his re-election. Because that's the only thing that the Dems and Repubs care about, is getting reelected and maintaining their power, their two-party dictatorship. But the point of the matter is, as I stated earlier, Alex, if they're going to impose any type of gun control on us, the citizens, then they need to impose it upon themselves first. They need to set by example. in a peace world, you know? But until they can convince me, I also stand there. And all this garbage they tell you about the Second Amendment won't affect your hunting and fishing and all that nonsense, it wasn't written for that. People never bring up the true reason it was written. It was written so that we, the citizens, would have a way to defend ourselves if our government became abusive.
Well, sure, you stay down in Mexico 4 or 5 months out of the year, and I know you've spoken to the fact that they have a total gun ban for the citizens down and a violent crime rate, what, 4 times what the United States is, almost 55,000 people dead, what, in the last 3-4 years, Governor?
Yeah, exactly. And Mexico, there's big signs when you cross the border. You can't even bring bullets in there. The control is beyond, and they have checkpoints. When I drive down the Baja, I have to go through 6 Army checkpoints, and that's what they're checking for, weapons. And yet the violence in Mexico, in many places, not all of Mexico, don't get me wrong, I don't want to throw a blanket. The country's beautiful. It's a wonderful
country. But the drug corridors.
Wonderful people. But the violence in places in Mexico is just out of control. And there's a country that practices gun control to the... And so you clearly see it does not work.
Well, Governor, our last issue of the magazine on the cover says this man wants your guns, and it's an image of Obama on the cover. And we said, this came out three weeks ago, we said they will introduce the legislation, and we show their quotes where I understand, I hope it's smoke, but I've got to give you the bad news. They are claiming, and I've got the quotes in the magazine, that they are going to try to physically ban semi-auto handguns and rifles and make them be turned in. A, what is your take on that? And B, I believe it's going to cause a civil war if they try it.
To take my private property. I realize that the Supreme Court has given them that right in many cases, but, you know, if someone owns something, the government does not have the right to come in and take that from you. That's your private property, and it's probably on your private property. And if people fall for this and people accept, you know, I've always laughingly said when I have a gun safe that I've never come home and heard my guns going off in the safe. Don't people, let's put it in this context, Alex. Drunk, how many people die of drunk driving every year? Thousands.
It's about 30,000.
Okay, that's huge. There's probably more people die of that than they do guns. I don't know. I haven't seen the statistics.
Well, that's auto accidents overall, but about half of them, well, the fatalities are usually connected to some type of drug.
Right, well, okay. Now, are we going to hold Ford Motor Company responsible because some idiot out there decides to drink and drive and kill someone because they misuse that 2-ton projector that can go 100 miles an hour and is technically more lethal than any gun? Now, you don't hear them going after the car companies. You don't hear them saying we're going to ban automobiles because they're misused at times, which they are. Now, grant that they're trying to do things to eliminate drunk driving, and kudos for doing that. But ultimately, what does it all come down to, Alex? It comes down to us as individuals. We have to make those decisions, and we bear complete responsibility for them. If you choose to use a gun wrong, you're the one at fault, not the gun. If you drive a car and you get drunk and plow in and kill somebody on a street corner because you're so blitzed and inebriated, it isn't the car's fault. It's the person driving the car.
I agree. Let me raise this point with you. It's been said by many that blaming guns for shootings is like blaming spoons for people being fat. Or did we ban dog ownership because Michael Vick was fighting dogs? I mean, that's this line of reasoning. And the states that have more gun control have higher crime rates because the criminals know they're safe. But let me give you the statistic. It's ABC News. Can you guys pull it back up? Last year and this year, we crossed the Rubicon. Now the number one cause of death is not automobile accident. It's now suicide. They put our troops on psychotropics known to cause suicide. The Insert admits it. There's ABC headline, suicide replaces auto crashes, a stop cause of death. And expanding now, we wonder why so many of these mass shooters are on the psychotropics that will make you a psychotic killer a percentage of the time. So why aren't we hearing anything about how dangerous Prozac and other drugs like this are?
Well, because naturally they're sold by the big pharmaceutical companies who are making huge profits. Can you imagine the headlines if they could prove that this kid was on pot when he did it?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, well, that's all you'd hear then. But yet, if this kid was taking some type of pill from the pharmacy to control his psychotic behavior, well, it's never the pill's fault, is it?
No, it's never the pill's fault. And they admit he was under psychiatric care, but they won't. I mean, they drug everybody now.
And again, here we go. And I know I'm sounding repetitious, Alex, but if we weren't involved in these wars, all the money we would have for health care, and health care also includes psychiatric care, because the only way you're going to stop this type of behavior, you have to get to the root of the problem, and the root of the problem is not guns.
Well, now they say his mother was a prepper, and so it's the fault of anybody that's prepared. Since when is being prepared bad? Look at Sandy. I mean, a month later, power was off in some areas. Look at Katrina. I mean, Governor, can government take care of us?
No. Well, they can if they lock us up. That's what people remember what Benjamin Franklin said. Those that will give up their liberty for security shall have and deserve neither. The only way government can protect you in this life is to imprison you. Take away your freedoms and put us under martial law. Now, and I know you said my quote at the beginning. I personally love my freedoms too much, and I'll put up with the fact that yes, you know, bad things happen and horrible things. I don't wish them on anyone. I wish we could live in a world that bad things didn't happen, but unfortunately, they do. But I still will not give up my freedom to somehow. It's like the cartoon I saw where it's the mother and the father and the two children sitting at the dinner table and they're all exclaiming at the same time, boy, I feel safe now. And then you look at the cartoon and they're all inside a barred cell.
Well, that's a quote from 1958 from Eisenhower. He said, security, I can give you security at Columbia University. Let's pull up Eisenhower quote real quick on security and safety. He said, I can put you in a prison, but we all know that prisons aren't safe places to be. Any government claiming I'm going to take your rights to keep you safe, look out.
Exactly, because freedom is security. People need to understand that. If you don't live under freedom, then you're not secure at all, because that means, and this idea that we should all rely on our government to do everything for us is just ridiculous. It's just like I was talking to one of my former bodyguards, a state trooper with the Minnesota, who's still bodyguarding the current governor, Governor Dayton, and his father was a St. Paul police officer his whole life, and like he told me unequivocally, he said, cops don't stop crimes, we investigate them.
That's right.
You know, we don't have the ability, unless it's dumb luck. If you go up to any police officer, ask him, if you get into conversation with him, how many actual crimes have you stopped in progress? And maybe you'll run into one or two that have. And then ask them, how did you do it? Most of them will tell you it was dumb luck. I happened to turn left and saw the guy running out of the store with the TV set.
Well, I was about to say, I mean, I've lived in big cities and been all over, and I've only seen crimes being committed a few times. We all drive around just like cops. How many crimes do we see being committed?
Yeah, on a regular basis, I'm lucky if I see one a year. Maybe. I can't even think of a crime that I've seen on the top of my head right now.
Hey, listen, I'm not going to twist your arm, but we got to do like 10 more minutes on the other side, because this is one of our last interviews probably with you this year before you go back down to Mexico. We got to come back and briefly talk about the TV show and also any other issues. In fact, we're going to break right now. But again, 10 o'clock Central tonight. When we come back with Governor Ventura, we'll talk about the TV show that deals with mind control briefly, and then he is off into the sunset until he returns back after the hard Minnesota winter from Baja, Mexico, which I could be down there broadcasting. So we'll be right back with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura for just a few minutes after this quick break, and then we'll go to your phone calls and Obama's speech last night where he said they're coming after our Second Amendment because some Prozac head went haywire. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This
man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, this is going to be our last little visit while he goes away for the winter, but I was talking to Jesse. We may be able to twist his arm into one more little visit next week, but we'll see. He's got a lot to get done winterizing things before he goes to Mexico, obviously. Folks, there is so much to talk about. I'm going to give the number out after the governor leaves us here in 6 or 7 minutes. I'm going to get into the other news, but it is so opportunistic from my perspective, and I want to get to the TV show briefly, to know that Obama, because it's bad enough when Bush is warmongering. You know I was a huge critic of Bush. I'm more of a libertarian, so I tend to lean towards the rhetoric of the Republicans. But like Governor Ventura says, they're all part of the same globalist club. It's all going the same direction. It's like rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. But with the Democrats calling themselves peaceniks, calling themselves liberal, Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. Obama, the puppet, is no liberal. I mean, I would think of myself really as a liberal. I mean, I want more freedom. That means individual freedom. This nanny state is not liberalism from my perspective, and the grandstanding. You know, we read the headlines. They're introducing legislation to ban holding guns. Most guns are, quote, an assault rifle. They describe any semi-auto as an assault rifle. The ATF last year introduced a rulemaking saying they want to ban all bottom-loading shotguns. That's over 60% of those manufactured. We've shown you those press releases. They're going to go after the guns. And, Governor, my take is, does that hypocrisy strike you with Obama being such a warmonger and then having a peace prize? I mean, why not give him a Oscar for his crying? What's your take on that?
Well, again, it our behavior, we talk about peace and all that to our own people in our own country, but throughout the world, who do you think's behind these uprisings? Who do you think supplies the weapons to all of these, whether they be guerrillas or established dictatorships or whatever it is? We do. So how can they, on one hand, tell us to be passive, tell us to give up our guns, give up our weapons, while our own government does nothing but sell weapons and the private gun manufacturers? The majority of the weapons in this country, I'm sure, aren't even kept here. I bet you if you'd looked at statistics, and you'd know that more than I would, I bet you more weapons are exported less than are here.
No, that's actually true. If you look at the numbers, it's the U.S. exports more than half, depending on the year. It's about 55% of total arms, period, worldwide.
There you go. So if they want to come after our Second Amendment, let's eliminate that 55% of the weapons we send throughout the world that kill people. And trust me, these weapons we're sending out there, you think that only soldiers are being killed by them? The majority in all wars and uprisings are innocent civilian people. And how many children die? How many children do we, of course, our media won't report on it, but if you go to Al Jazeera, you'll learn about it.
Oh, I've seen in the Libya bombardment, little girl with her lower mandible blown off, with her tongue flapping all over the place crying, and about the same age as one of my small daughters, and it tears my guts out. And again, of all governments worldwide, all countries, all armaments, the U.S. is more than half of total world arms sales.
Exactly. And so if our government wants to lead by example, I'm all for it. If our government wants to lead by example, let them go first. Show us the example.
That's what I'm always saying about Ted Turner and all these people saying, you know, we should kill ourselves or so many people. He's got five kids. Hey, Ted, you go first.
Well, then, you know, that's the point. Anyway, quickly getting to the TV show tonight. It's going to be a real good one. I encourage people to absorb it up because it's going to entertain the hell out of you. It deals with mind control, and are there ways out there that bad people are able to do this? And believe me, when you see some of the people that I meet on this show, whether it's real or not, you're going to have great sympathy for these people, because these people that have been targeted, they believe they have. And so it's a very interesting show tonight. I encourage people to tune it in and, you know, with an open mind and see what's offered to you and take from it what you do all my shows.
Getting into the TV show being censored, I was told by that writer for the Atlantic magazine, you did talk to him and he was thankful for that, but I've yet to see that published. It may have been. We should go look that up.
Well, let me go on the record and state this too, Alex. As much as we've said bad things about True TV, I told that writer from Atlantic, when I spoke with him, I said, I want to commend True TV for having courage. Because they, you know, maybe they did pull one or two of my shows, but they showed all the rest of them. And I like to go back to that first year when I made the gentleman's bet and I said, we're going to do these shows, but they're never going to see the light of day. Well, amazingly, True TV did put them on.
Well, I want to be clear.
They showed a great deal of courage.
I want to be clear. A. Smith Co., Michael Braverman, working with you guys three seasons, great production company. And so I don't want to criticize them. In fact, I hope they're not mad at me.
And again, True TV put them on, Alex. You know, 23 of these 24 shows saw the light of day.
No, I know, but I mean, now you're kind of, I mean, you've always
no, put. I'm not, you know, like I said, I'll take the, do I wish they'd have shown them all? Absolutely, I do. Do I wish that they would have kept me in one time slot all 3 years? Absolutely, I do. But I still want to give them credit because I never believed these shows would ever be aired.
No, no, no. I totally agree with you that it's a victory it ever got on. My only question is, because I haven't even called them, I mean, I hope the production company isn't mad at me for bad-mouthing it.
I don't think so.
No, I mean, I'm just frustrated that two of the best episodes got pulled, the FEMA camp and the TSA. But I was surprised, like you said, that they ever allowed this on air. And we had that private bet against the rest of the people on the show, I agree with you that none of it would ever air. So I agree. It's a big victory. Finally, I just Googled your name, search engine your name, to see if they ever ran that Atlantic story. They haven't yet, because I'm told it may be in the physical magazine. But here it is, Pioneer Press, Jesse Ventura lawsuit. He and Navy SEAL each claim the other is lying. But again, has the media covered the fact he has no eyewitnesses, but you did?
No, I doubt it. I don't know if they have or not. You know, that was in the I didn't even read it. It was in the Pioneer Press. I think somebody told me on Friday. I didn't even bother with it because, again, when it comes to my court case, I'm not going to try my case in the media. I'm trying my case in a courtroom when people are under oath and when people are sworn to tell the truth because, Alex, I have truth on my side. Nothing happened. The event never happened. And it's pretty difficult to perpetrate a lie in a courtroom. And so I just leave it at that. Let's go to court. And well, let's let the jury decide who's telling the truth, he or I.
When are we going to find out? I mean, when is this finally going to wash? A while?
Well, no, we're scheduled to be in federal court, I think, in June.
Well,
to an actual trial, unless of course there is a settlement in some manner, but we're on the docket for some time in June.
Well, I want to commend you for going after this guy for your good name, because they're trying to demonize all of us truth seekers. And they're really scared of you, obviously, in a 2016 run. That's why they've been trying to demonize you. And, you know, News Corp, Rupert Murdoch, who says we should turn our guns in, they're behind this. They published the book. It's just despicable how they've tried to assassinate your character, and it just is disgusting. So this may be the last time we talk until June, so if you're unable to come on next week, Governor, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Always a pleasure, Alex, and keep pumping it out there. Keep talking. You know, we still got our First Amendment temporarily. I'll know if I come back and you're off the air, then that's probably gone too.
All right, be safe and say hi to Terry.
Okay, I sure will. Bye, Alex.
All right, see you, Governor. All right, there goes Jesse Ventura. Oh, what an interesting person. Man, I'm really upset. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm totally freaked out. And I told you this last week before the shooting. And again, my whole life I haven't gone off my feelings. And every time I don't follow my feelings, it's bad. Every time I follow my feelings, it's right. And man, I've told you, used to I was getting chills like maybe twice a year when I saw something happening. Then I started getting chills every week, then every day. Now it's just one big chill. And something bad's about to happen. Believe me, the tears that I start getting in my eyes are tears of bracing. You know, like when you see something incredible, you'll get tears in your eyes. You ever been, you heard a piece of music at a live symphony and you get tears in your eyes? It's so powerful. I'm not saying I'm getting tears in my eyes because it's a good thing. It's more than like I'm sad or it's fear. It's more like, ooh, get ready. Watch your six. I said that a few weeks ago. I just said, man, I feel like the angel of death's flapping around. And maybe it's that I'm in danger, but I just commit myself in the hands of God. That's all I can say. And I want to say this. I keep meaning to say a prayer on air, but I don't feel worthy to say a prayer on air. I feel humble. I just love my children so much, and I love my children so much in their innocence. I love other people's children. And I know what everybody's thinking and saying who's got children. That's why the globalists use the murder of children to control us. And it makes me so mad at the Democrats who are just murdering children everywhere with wanton abandon, trying to force women in India and China and Africa and Latin America to have abortions, and they are forcing them. The Apple factories where they do forced abortions, that's mainstream news. And then I've got to be lectured all day by them about how much they love kids. I mean, it just, I know they're criminal dirtbag filth. I know they got it out for us, okay? I know intellectually, I know geopolitically, they're bad, 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 bad. The Democrats and liberals are the vanguard of the New World Order. The Republicans are their camp follower placeholders meant to fool us to think there's opposition so we don't really get involved. The Republicans are horrible Benedict Arnold stinking compromisers Okay, so I don't like them either. But the Democrats are the ones that want to collectivize. I mean, you can pull it up. Obama took the funding off 3.5 years ago. To his credit, Ronald Reagan had killed to force women to have abortions in Africa. And it's not some bleedy heart thing, okay, about I'm trendy so I don't kill the black people. Man, let me tell you, folks, if they can abort those women's kids forcibly, they can get me. Again, you understand, and it's not that I intellectually make that decision and get upset. I can, just at gut level, I'm threatened by that, and then I can analyze, why is your gut threatened by that? Because the gut knows. The gut knows everything. The gut. And it's not even the gut, it's the heart. People call it the gut. It's right here in my heart. I know things. I feel things. I was talking to one of the reporters who's moved down here, and his family still hadn't been able to move down here yet because Austin's so hard to get into. It's boom town compared to the rest of the country. And I came in that morning before we even knew about the, you know, I walked in. They said, "Have you heard about the shooting?" And I said, "Yeah, I heard there's a shooting. You know, one dead." You know, at first, it wasn't all being reported. And I told my wife that night, I said, "I'm having dread." I told, and I walked in, I said, "Bad stuff's about to happen." And one of our reporters, I didn't ask permission, and I don't know if he wants me to tell the story, but I won't tell it unless he wants to tell it. He said, "You know, I talked to my wife. She had a horrible nightmare that night of men rappelling down into a school and shooting little kids." And his wife's a teacher. And it was one of those dreams that upset her so bad she called her friends about it. See, I've had dreams that actually come true before that I've told people about, and then they come true 6 months later. And as I walked around the corner and this guy tried to mug me, I had a sick feeling walking around the corner going, "I've been here before," and it was the dream and the guy and the shirt and everything. But again, I'm not getting off into mumbo jumbo here. The point is that I told everybody I'm physically sick. That whole week I said, "I something bad." And it's not just the murder of these three little precious children. It's that they're launching. This is the bugles sounding. The charge is on. They're coming. They're coming. What did I say last week on the show? I think on Monday's show I used the Lord of the Rings analogy, Fellowship of the Ring, when they're in the Mines of Moria and they're reading the book about, you know, drums in the deep, they are coming, and they hear the drums. Drums in the deep, and they're like, "Get ready." And I said, get ready. I mean, we've got instincts that God gave us, ladies and gentlemen, and my instincts are just going off like bloody murder right now. Bloody murder. Okay, and it isn't just these 20 kids. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, things are about to get really bad. I've never, ever, ever felt anything even close to this. And I went on air and said they're going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on bin Laden July 25th. And Jimmy Vaughn is one of my witnesses, the blues singer. He saw that, and that's what woke him up to the show, because then 2 months later he saw the attack. And, of course, there's the video of me on Access TV saying it, too, and I did it on the radio. But the point is that I had a gut feeling about that. Also, I could see all the preparations. So it's a combination. And it's not like something I can even control. It's not like my brain says, "There's gold buried in that field. You know, go dig it up." Or, you know, "I know the lottery ticket." It's not that. I only have discernment, folks, on things that are big and affect humanity. And let me tell you something. What I'm feeling is 10 times anything I've ever felt, maybe 20 times. I mean, it's such a feeling of concern, I can't even describe it to you. And I just pray that this country and this world repent for the abortions and all the bad things we've done. And I pray that people will open their eyes, but will also put that into action to stand up against evil, because it's coming in like a flood. And I pray that the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. Please, God, there are so many innocents in this country, and I know we're evil, but the enemy has just gotten us with the television and high-tech systems of control, and I know that we're like dirty rags, but please, please give this country and this world a second chance. Whatever is about to happen, just please, please, please give us a chance, like Nineveh was given when your prophet Jonah was sent there, and give us a reprieve. It will humble ourselves and repent. Amen. I mean, that's my simple prayer, ladies and gentlemen, but being this awake is exhausting. I mean, I'll just tell you right now, because, and it's frustrating to know how wicked these Democratic Party operatives are, how bad they are, how evil they are, how duplicitous, how murderous. And, you know, I try to hold back. My gut tells me the White House, people controlling the government were involved in this. That's what my gut tells me. And I told you that on Batman, and it came out. He was in a mind control program, Department of Defense, had a Department of Defense psychiatrist assigned to him. People said folks let him in, smoke bombs from both sides. He told people in the jail he was under mind control. I mean, that came out, too. I mean, they're doing it. They're doing it. They're staging it. That's what my gut tells me. It's never been wrong. But I'm not going to just sit here on air and lie to you about how I'm feeling right now. For all we know, I'm in there demonizing this goth guy they profiled and set up. He may not even be it. He was under psychiatric care again. We don't know. They reported multiple shooters. All I know is they're using it to come after our guns, and this is the beginning. They're probably going to blow up federal buildings and blame it on us, the globalists.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Drums in the deep. They are coming. They are coming. The only way to defeat these globalists is to come straight on. Come straight on these opportunistic vampires using another tragedy while they're killing thousands of children every month worldwide, handing them over to Al-Qaeda, bombing their villages, blowing their arms and legs off, blowing their lower mandibles off as children run screaming, their tongues hanging out like Colombian neckties, crying for mommy and a slurping sound. Listen to the little girl in that video. She's going, the Arabic name for mother, the report was saying. She's saying it over and over again. And it's slurping and slothing out of the hole in her throat. Oh, did Obama cry about that? No, he didn't cry about that, handing over a country to Al-Qaeda. By the way, folks, I don't know if this was staged or not. It has a lot of the signs. The Batman thing had even more. And now, I mean, come on, DARPA mind control program, mainstream news, telling people in jail he was under mind control, on and on and on. But, and even mainstream news has been reporting on that now. But in this case, the globalist will always get something in your face. And in The Dark Knight Rises, and we're going to put this up on screen, I'll plug the YouTube channel it's on, if you minimize that, and then I'm going to get a Don Salazar to do a report on this. The only thing you can read on the map from CyberTribe Network from a clip from the film is Sandy Hook, and they're talking about how they're going to bring it down there from The Dark Knight Rises. And again, they ran 6 months before 9/11, where the government hijacks a jet by remote control to blame it on Al-Qaeda, using a terror drill as the cover to fly the jumbo jet in the World Trade Center so they can attack Afghanistan. Sandy Hook. Let's go ahead and play what they break down here. Here it is. Oh yeah, I'm going to play it on air. That's why I was saying we're going to play it on air. The video of it. Okay, just whenever you're ready.
Talking about a plane in the movie. You see him pointing there, right there by the walkie-talkies. Well, if you get a close zoom up on the shot before he puts his hand on the actual map, you see it here. What does it say? Sandy Hook. It's the only thing that you could read out of the whole map on this particular scene. Don't you guys think that's a little strange? Look at that. Sandy Hook. This is the Dark Knight Rises Batman movie. And I think they've made a number of references.
Yeah, that could be a coincidence. But not the hundreds of TV shows and things where 9/11 is an attack that's coming for years before 9/11, or where the government hijacks a jet to blame it on Al-Qaeda by remote control to fly it to the World Trade Center to blame Afghanistan. No, this is all preconditioning. And this is what the globalists are into. It's all a giant public occult ritual. They call it lesser magic. They need to tell you about what they're going to do over and over again before they actually do it. Okay, I'm going to have open phones in the third hour, and we'll get into some of Obama's speech. The toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air, 800-259-9231. We have sold out of the magazine in bulk at cost. InfoWars, this man wants your guns. And we're going to have to stop selling subscriptions for the month soon, because the few thousand we held back for that are about to sell out. I think there's like 400 magazines left if you want to get a 12-month subscription and still get the December. This man wants your guns. We sell it at cost. It's a great Christmas gift as well. And the Alex Jones Everything Special, all of my films for $99, is available at InfoWarsShop.com as well.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.